We're here again with Dr. Bill D'Antonio, and we have just finished his bout, as you want to call it, or his journey with the whole idea of the birth control and what meant to families and population explosions. And now we're going to talk about his work in regards to South America.
Right.
So, Bill, we're on again.
Right. I was mentioning that George Schuster knew that there were a group of us who were Latin Americanists at Notre Dame, and maybe that's how I got onto the Salem group. And working with the Salem committee, I got to meet a lot of the bishops and priests who were supporting this progressive movement in Latin America. So Schuster wanted to know if he could raise some money, would we be able to put together a significant conference on religion and change in Latin America. I was working with Fred Pike in the history department at the time, and we thought this would be a good idea. We had a lot of ideas about how to put together a conference and people to invite if he got the money. Well, as usual, Schuster came up with a very good grant. I don't know if it was one or two grants, but it was enough to invite people from all over Latin America and the U.S. The conference was held in 1964, and it led to a book published by Prager Press in 1965. It was called Religion, Revolution, and Reform, New Forces for Change in Latin America. And Fred and I were the editors, and the book was republished in Spanish the following year. I can't remember exactly. Maybe it was published out of Spain. But it was in Spanish the following year. It was very well received. Among the key essays in the book were those by Bishop McGrath, Marcos McGrath of Panama, a very lively presence in Vatican II, and whom I had met, I believe, through the birth control, or the commission that we call the Commission on Responsible Parenthood. And perhaps the key person in the conference was Eduardo Frei Montalva. At the time, he was a senator in Chile. Within 2 years or so, he had become president of Chile. So this was foretelling of his rise. There was the leader of the CLASC labor movement, which was a Christian Democratic labor movement. Emilio Maspero, and a number of economists. And interestingly enough, probably, as far as I can recall, the first major systematic paper on Protestant evangelicalism in Brazil and Chile, which seemed to be among the early foci of this movement of Protestantism in Latin America. It certainly was proved to be a major foretelling of the problem, and for those who know the struggles of the Latin American bishops in Vatican II, one of their concerns was helping the poor and, in a way, combating the growing competitive nature of Protestantism coming especially from the United States. So the book turned out to be a very important statement, and I guess to the degree to which it was is an academic sociological treatise, maybe it was the first publication that I would say identified me as a sociologist of religion. So maybe we should end there for the day.
Yeah. Great. Thank you.
I'll be thinking about what else was going on.